Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song.
Till he returns, oh, Hello and welcome to another brand new day. This is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Today, I believe that God has great and amazing things in store for you, and I want you to keep your expectations that same way. I want you to hope for the best, and I want you to trust God for the best. It doesn't matter what your experience was yesterday, trust God to make today even better. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're meditating on the story of Joseph, and we're going to look at Genesis 39. Look at that. I'll read verse 2. Okay, let me read from verse 1. Meanwhile, Joseph had been delivered to Egypt, turned over to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's court officials and the commander-in-chief of the imperial guards. An Egyptian, he bought Joseph from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. Verse 2. It says, but the Lord was with Joseph. He became very prosperous while in the house of his master. Reading from the International Standard Version. But look at King James says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Okay. Now, this sounds like an oxymoron. How does a slave prosper? Because a slave does not own anything. Everything the slave has belonged to his master. Yet the Bible here says that Joseph was a prosperous man. Why? Because God was with him. Let me tell you something. In everything that you do, long for the presence of God. Cultivate the presence of God, because true success and true prosperity is not determined by the things you possess physically. Jesus Christ said that a man's life does not consist of the material things that he has. Okay? And here we see quite clearly that even though Joseph owned nothing, he was a prosperous man. Even though he owned nothing material, he was a slave. He was bought by Potiphar. In other words, Potiphar owned him. Now, the thought of slavery in our world today is like the cardinal sin. Okay? Nobody wants to talk about here slavery. Yes, because slavery, of course, a lot of people were treated badly. But here we see that Joseph was a slave. This is the worst state that any man can be, to be a slave. Yet, the Bible says he was a prosperous man as a slave. Doesn't sound right, but the Bible cannot lie. God's word is true. So Joseph was a prosperous man. What made him a prosperous man? God was with him. So how do we define prosperity? We define prosperity in the life of a man by the presence of God in the man's life. Hallelujah. We define prosperity by the presence of God in the life of a man. So it is the presence of God that determines if a man is prosperous or not. See, Saul suffered badly. He was tormented. Why? Because the Spirit of God left him. And then he began to experience torment. Saul's life was plagued with torment for most part of his reign as king, because God departed from him. Why did God depart from him? Because he was no longer listening to God. He began to run by his own strength. Everything God asked him to do, he refused to do it. And he began to do things because of, you know, just to save face. King Saul was never motivated by pleasing God. He simply cared more about what people thought about him. He was proud, arrogant, you know, and very selfish. He would not accept God's will. In fact, he began to fight against God at some point. So God abandoned him and left him. It's a terrible experience to be abandoned by God. It is. Whew. Look, the presence of God is what you should long for. The presence of God is what you should cultivate. So love him with all of your heart. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Commune with him. Stay with him. And your life will be filled with all the goodness and all the favor of God. Everything that Joseph put his hand to do prospered because God was with him. Potiphar's house was prosperous because God was with Joseph. Potiphar was smart enough to say, let Joseph run everything from now henceforth. Because Potiphar saw that there was something special about this guy. May your life be filled with the grace and the glory of God. And may everything you put your hand to do today prosper. May you experience the power of the presence of God in your life. And may you long for his presence daily, just like David said. He says, just as the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul long for you. May God and the presence of his presence, the Holy Spirit, become your greatest hunger. And when you long for his presence, when you enjoy his presence, you will prosper in everything that you do. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings. I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.